Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle. Back in the Labatt Blue studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's Ask Greg time. Your Penn State questions coming off a 31-26 Penn State loss to Minnesota. I can anticipate where these questions are going to go. If you don't know, if you have the Keystone Sports app and haven't asked a question before, all you got to do is just go to wherever you go to listen to our podcast on the Keystone Sports app. There's an Ask Greg button. You click the button, fire off a question. The best question each and every week receives a Keystone Sports Network polo from us, KSN polo. Really good incentive. You want to hear what Greg has to say anyway. Now you can win a prize for it. So it's what we call in the industry a win-win. So let's get into the questions because I'm sure we've got a bunch to get to here. Kyle from Delaware really asks what you asked. I don't remember if it was earlier this show or earlier this week. Says, love the show. I'm curious to find out your take on why it seems that the defensive coaches get more of a pass than the offensive coaches. There was more than enough blame to go around on both sides of the ball for Penn State's performance against Minnesota, but I'm pretty tired of watching Penn State's secondary make quarterbacks look like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean,
there's more to this question, but that's the gist of it.
The long and short of it. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I mean, I think Brent Pry and Sean Spencer and Terry Smith and Tim Banks have obviously built up a lot of goodwill with the high level of play that their unit has put on the field over the last few years. But yeah, I mean, at times the criticism's worth it, and this is one of them. Does it not feel like to you that the biggest problem is that whenever opponents do something that Penn State maybe wasn't expecting, they have no answer to it? I think that's the biggest issue.
And I think it was the same thing. Like I made the point earlier, like James Franklin talking about Minnesota's unbalanced line and their RPO stuff and saying, hey, listen, we weren't getting beat by traditional drop back passing here, but more and more traditional drop back passing just, it exists in college football and the NFL less and less. I mean, more and more teams are obviously going in this route. Penn State's gone this route. So to say like, hey, look, don't blame us. You know, Minnesota was doing some funky stuff. A, I didn't think it was all that funky. B, from my amateur point of view, it didn't look that groundbreaking either. Right. So when they come out and shit, like everybody in a big game is going to come out and show things that they didn't show on film. That's what you do as coaches. You can't take 35 game clock minutes to make your adjustment to that. They did well against it in the second half, but at that point, Minnesota was in that clock milking mode and they had already completed 18 out of 20 passes.
I think that
ridiculous.
I think that had more to do with it than anything.
Yeah.
Just the fact that, you know, Minnesota started running the ball more and that meant Penn State was able to play defense against what it wanted to play defense against. I mean, you look at the statistical breakdowns and, you know, they went into a little bit of a shell during the second half. Let's see here. They rushed 21 times compared to just 8 pass attempts. I mean, that kind of tells you the whole story. If Penn State would have won, P.J. Fleck would have had to answer for that because they were throwing in the second half, you know, with average yards. I don't have that in front of me, but they were throwing, you know, when they wanted to throw in the second half, they were doing so successfully. They went away from it, trying to milk the game out. I agree. I think the defensive coaching staff should have received more criticism after this game. The players did not execute well enough on offense to win. I felt like Ricky Ronnie did. I don't know if Brent Pry put his guys in the best position to win on Saturday.
It took a while, and, you know, part of that was, boy, that is just not like I think you needed to understand that your cornerbacks on an island with those wide receivers was going to be a liability. That's not hindsight. That's something that was brought up early. You can see it on paper. You can see it on film. You can, I'm sure you have to exhibit a degree of trust in John Reed and Tariq Castro-Fields that they can do their job. James Franklin mentioned that they were really committing bodies to stop the run and they managed to do that, but at what cost? I would say it could have been a pick your poison. You know, if Penn State didn't commit to stopping the run, Minnesota it's more than what would have been more than content to grind away on the ground and take advantage of whatever the matchups dictated in the box. There could be some second guessing as far as that goes, but yep. You know, to put those guys in a position that they needed to cover one-on-one on the outside, that was never going to be a winning proposition. It just never was going to be.
No, and part of it does fall on the players too, because there were oftentimes a safety, if it moved, fast enough, they'd have been in good shape. Didn't happen.
Yeah, which, I mean, again, it speaks to the margin for error or the lack of margin for error that you had in trying to slow down, you know, Tyler Johnson and try to slow down these really good Minnesota wide receivers. I give them as much credit as I put blame on Penn State's cornerbacks. Like, I just think that they weren't good enough to cover those guys.
Yep.
And I don't know, I don't think that they were helped, but I think, to, you know, to the point of the question here, I think we should probably be talking about it a little bit more than questioning Ricky Ronnie. A lot of fans are going right after Ricky Ronnie and not saying a word about the defense. Brent Pry in particular. Mike from Hoboken said, I heard it all this weekend and other media sources aren't helping. I've heard that Penn State's overrated. Penn State underestimated Minnesota. Franklin overthought the game plan. Franklin got out coached. Franklin can't win away and the players weren't ready. Greg, I need a shot, but in your opinion, what happened Saturday? Boy, that's a, there's a little, some zigzagging there. Some of those, I've heard some of those themes. I haven't heard all those themes. I don't think Penn State underestimating Minnesota was a factor. I think them just not being ready was a factor.
Yeah, I don't think they overlooked Minnesota. I don't think that they thought Minnesota was going to be a cakewalk. I just think that, I think it's a very simple explanation for this game. Minnesota knew what it wanted to do better than Penn State knew, and then Minnesota executed better than Penn State did, and Minnesota took away some of what Penn State wanted to do better than the Lions could do that in reverse. I think it's very straightforward and simple that, you know, when you have the chance to put a team away and try and get back. You know, there was just always a mistake waiting around the corner for Penn State. Some of it officiating mistakes, some of it player mistakes, some of it coaches mistakes. And, you know, you're on the road in the ranked, at a ranked opponent on the road. And this was their Super Bowl and their fans were loud and it was not, you know, an easy, environment to play in. And I think you put all that together and just say the better team won. There's not really any other way to slice it or dice it as far as I'm concerned. And some days that's going to happen.
Just as an aside, I like PJ Fleck. You know, I think him and James Franklin are pretty much kindred spirits. They are both from the outside looking in. From a perception standpoint, like, there's no way this guy's actually like that. Like, this is false. You know, he's not being himself. This is not authentic. But I think they're just both so over the top. You can't believe that that's how they actually are, but they actually are that way.
Yeah.
You know, I think PJ Fleck has done a pretty masterful job. You know, speaking of things that we didn't see coming in the Big Ten, Minnesota, we thought there might be a chance, but, you know, we were talking more about Nebraska and Purdue than we were Minnesota.
Yeah,
coming into this year,
right,
and just shows you what we know.
I mean, let's just say this real quick. Bill Connolly, friend of the show, big numbers guy, data-driven, wrote recently that Minnesota, I mean, his notes on the game were this. Minnesota, 10% yards per play edge and +2 in turnovers, and he thinks that Minnesota would have blew Penn State out had it not gone conservative in the second half and just run. I think he's probably right, because ultimately, the Lions had no answer to Minnesota's passing game. So if you want to know what happened, that's the long and the short of it.
Well, and the way that they were completing passes at a 90% clip, passes were as good as runs in terms of keeping the clock moving. Other than, like, maybe you were moving the chains too much to keep the clock moving in a smooth way. But yeah, it's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg. Your Penn State football questions coming off Penn State's loss to Minnesota. Segment brought to you by DraftKings, where they've launched an online sportsbook created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sports book app. If you're interested in wagering college football, pro football, whatever, we're a college football show, so that's what we focus on, including coming up in Greg's Best Bets. All the over-unders, player props, in-game betting, special odds boost, they've got it all on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download it right now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users, which is a cool bonus, can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN to get a deposit up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. The deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As I mentioned, Greg's Best Bets. You can fade them. You can listen to them. take the DraftKings Sportsbook app, apply them, get some bonus money to do it, and play them that way. For now, let's keep talking. Let's take a few more questions here. Lou from Wilkes-Barre. I know Penn State had some struggles in the red zone, but was able to move the ball for the most part. So much has been said about Ronnie, but should more questions be directed towards Pry? This echoes the same sentiment. And Terry Smith, it just seems like teams are able to pick apart the defense. The secondary just seemed like they had no answers. Can this be fixed? That's a good question. Can it be fixed?
Yeah, agreed. I don't, unless there's some kind of rule I don't know about where you can recruit or sign different members for the secondary, or you can wave a wand magically and heal some of them up. You know, I don't know, man. I don't think that, I don't necessarily think that it is a situation that Penn State can fix before the end of the season. There's just not enough time.
I think
if teams can execute the way Minnesota executed,
the formula is pretty clear. It's just a matter of, can you execute that formula the way that Minnesota did, the way that, you know, to a certain extent Pitt did. Pitt only scored 10 points, but that was a very frustrating game for the same reason. Not every offense can do that. So can Indiana, can Ohio State, like those are questions. Is Penn State, do they have good enough athletes to really combat good wide receivers? Because Minnesota had, if they don't have the best receivers in the country, maybe Alabama gets that honor with Henry Ruggs and Jerry Jeudy, but they have top five type wide receiver tandem in the country. So part of that is credit due to Minnesota. Another big part of that is some blame for the Penn State defense. Let's get one more question, a quick answer here. Brad from Dearborn Heights, Michigan, despite the loss to the 18 carat rodents, that's Golden Gophers, it seems like Penn State has found some big playability in the running game that's been absent for several weeks. Do you see us leveraging this upswing against Indiana, or is this a flash in the pan? P.S. Pat Shermer's from Dearborn, but I don't think any players or coaches for Penn State are. We talked about that, I think,
last week. Yeah, right.
Play running game.
Yeah, I think to me the Penn State will be able to do whatever it wants against Indiana. That could be big play run game. That could be big play pass game. It could be a mixture of the two. Can they do it in Columbus? I don't know. It's a pretty darn good defense. Until we see Penn State do it, I'm going to be hard-pressed to say yes, but I do think against Indiana, yeah, the run game should get going, the pass game should get going, and that should be that. It should be a fairly comfortable win.
Who had the best question? Kyle asked about, is the defense getting enough blame? Mike asked about and what happened on Saturday. Lou from Wilkes-Barre asked about, really, can the defense be fixed? And Brad from Dearborn, Michigan, asked about the big play running game.
I don't know if we've ever picked the first question of the segment, so let's go with that. I think it's Kyle's question about the defense and Brent Pry.
We were both thinking the same thing. So there you go. Kyle, you get a KSN shirt coming. We'll be in touch with you. Everybody else, thanks for submitting. Be sure to submit yours on the Keystone Sports app. One more segment to go. Best bets coming up after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.